Hey everyone, welcome back to the channel. Today, we're diving deep into a really interesting biotech stock that's been making waves lately, Terns Pharmaceuticals, ticker symbol Tern. If you're into high-growth, high-risk opportunities in the healthcare space, you're going to want to stick around for this comprehensive analysis. We'll break down everything from their financials to their pipeline, recent performance, and even a full SWOT analysis. So, let's get started. All right. First things first, let's set the stage. Terns Pharmaceuticals is a clinical stage biopharma company based out of Foster City, California, focused on developing small molecule therapies for serious diseases. They're targeting areas like oncology, non-alcoholic steatohepatitis, better known as NASH, and metabolic conditions like obesity. It's a smaller player with a market cap of about $447 billion as of now, but they've got some serious momentum behind them, especially with their stock performance over the past year. We'll dig into all of that, but I wanted to give you a quick snapshot before we zoom into the details. So who exactly is Terns Pharmaceuticals? Founded in 2016, this company is all about innovation in the biopharma space. Their mission is to bring novel single-agent and combination therapies to market with a heavy focus on precision medicine. Their pipeline includes candidates like TERN-701, which is showing promise in treating chronic myeloid leukemia, or CML, and other programs targeting NASH and obesity. Led by CEO Amy Burrows, Terns employs a tight-knit team of about 59 people. Don't let that small headcount fool you. They're punching above their weight with some exciting clinical data and partnerships. They're part of the broader biotech industry within the healthcare sector, which means they're in a high-stakes, high-reward environment. Now, let's talk numbers, starting with revenue. Here's the thing with early-stage biotechs like Terns. They're not exactly raking in cash from product sales yet. For the full year of 2024, their revenue came in at $0, which isn't surprising since their focus is on clinical development rather than commercialization at this stage. Historically, they've had minimal revenue, with just $1 million reported back in 2021, likely from partnerships or grants. Most of their resources are poured into R&D, which is typical for a company at this point in their life cycle. So while there's no revenue segmentation to break down by product or geography right now, the potential lies in their pipeline getting to market. Keep that in mind as we move forward. Shifting gears to earnings, let's look at how Terns is performing on the bottom line. For 2024, they reported a net loss of about $85 million, which translates to an earnings per share of -$1.12. That's an improvement from 2023, where they lost $90 million and $21 million, or -$1.27 per share. Now, these losses are expected in a clinical stage company since they're burning cash on trials and development. Their operating income for 2024 was a loss of $101.87 million, again reflecting heavy investment in R&D. The key takeaway here is that while they're not profitable yet, the narrowing of losses year over year is a positive sign of cost management or efficiency gains. Investors need to focus on pipeline progress over short-term earnings at this stage. Let's dive deeper into their financial statements to get a fuller picture. On the balance sheet side, Terns is in a pretty strong position for a biotech. As of the end of 2024, they had $161.44 million in cash and cash equivalents, with total current assets of $362.11 million. Their total liabilities are relatively low at 18 points, giving them a solid equity base of $345.87 million. That high current ratio of over 19 signals they've got plenty of liquidity to fund operations for the near term. Looking at cash flow, they burned about $70.2 million in operating activities in 2024, but they raised a hefty $163.99 million through financing activities, likely from their recent public offering. This gives them a runway to keep pushing their clinical programs forward without immediate financial pressure. All right, let's talk valuation. With a current stock price of around $49.61 and a market cap of $4.47 billion, Terns is trading at a pretty lofty valuation for a company with no revenue. Their price-to-earnings ratio isn't meaningful right now due to the losses, and forward PE estimates aren't fully fleshed out in the data we're looking at. Their enterprise value sits at about $4.21 billion, which factors in their cash reserves. Now, valuing a biotech like this is tricky. It's less about traditional metrics and more about the potential of their pipeline. If drugs like TERN-701 for CML or their NASH candidates hit the market, this valuation could look cheap. But if trials fail, it's a long way down. High risk, high reward. That's the name of the game here. Let's break down TERN's through a SWOT analysis to weigh the pros and cons. Starting with strengths, their pipeline is a standout. TERN-701 has shown promising efficacy and safety data for chronic myeloid leukemia, which could be a game changer in a competitive space. They've also got a strong cash position, giving them flexibility to fund trials without desperate fundraising. On the weaknesses side, the lack of revenue and ongoing losses are a concern, typical for biotechs, but still a risk if clinical setbacks occur. Opportunities are massive. Success in CML or NASH could tap into multi-billion dollar markets, and recent institutional investments, like Vestalpoint's $181 million stake, signal confidence. Threats include regulatory hurdles, competition from bigger players, and the inherent uncertainty of clinical trials. It's a tightrope, but the upside potential is hard to ignore. Now let's check out TERN's recent stock performance. Holy cow, this chart is on fire. Over the past year, TERN has skyrocketed by 350%, and in just the last 6 months, it's up 250%. Shorter term, we're looking at a 50.25% gain over 3 months and a 7.24% bump in the last month alone. Compared to the broader biotech industry, which is up 55% over the past year, TERN's is absolutely crushing it. News of analyst upgrades like H.C. Wainwright's $20 price target and big institutional buys have fueled this rally. For short-term traders, momentum is strong, but keep an eye out for volatility. Biotech stocks can swing hard on trial news or market sentiment. Let's wrap up the heavy analysis with a look at intrinsic value. Since TERN's isn't generating revenue or profits yet, a traditional discounted cash flow model is tough to apply accurately. Instead, we can think about their value in terms of pipeline potential and comparable companies. With a market cap of $4.47 billion, the stock is pricing in a lot of future success. If we look at industry benchmarks, biotech firms with late-stage candidates often trade at multiples of their cash reserves or projected revenues post-approval. Given TERN's cash position and pipeline, there's justification for optimism, but it's speculative. The intrinsic value here hinges on clinical outcomes, something no calculator can predict. So I'd say it's more about your risk tolerance and belief in their science than a hard number right now. All right, folks, let's tie this all together. TERN's Pharmaceuticals is a fascinating play in the biotech space. They've got a promising pipeline, a strong balance sheet, and insane stock momentum with a 350% gain over the past year. But remember, their pre-revenue, burning cash, and success isn't guaranteed. Clinical trials are a gamble. For long-term investors, this could be a multi-bagger if their drugs make it to market, especially in areas like CML or NASH. For the risk-averse, you might want to wait for more concrete results. What do you think about TERN's? Are you jumping in on this rally, or are you watching from the sidelines? Drop your thoughts in the comments below. And if you found this analysis helpful, smash that like button and subscribe for more deep dives like this. Thanks for watching, and I'll catch you in the next one.